Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I have to read some closing remarks, but let me tell you that I listened very carefully some of your interventions, not only today, but Jane has been keeping me informed about the development of this colloquium. This colloquium, of course, gives us the opportunity also to listen the opinion of our states, our observers, our participants, including those areas of developing countries that was raised the last speaker, by the last speaker. And what we do is to encourage the states to promote and support aviation, because this is the best possibility to improve the quality of life of the citizens all around the world, and has been demonstrated in many places. And well, we can keep talking about this issue and many other ones. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that as President of the Council of ICAO, my message to you at the closing of this meeting is clear. The International Civil Aviation Organization is committed to addressing the impact of international aviation on the global climate. This colloquium demonstrates another important step forward to facilitate the achievements of that commitment. I hope, and I am sure, that you have benefited from this event to enrich and inform yourself, and have also made good use of the opportunity to exchange views and knowledge with other participants. Our ultimate objective was to ensure that you were provided with imaginative new ideas, trustworthy information, and wide range of views that you could absorb in order to form a sound basis for the discussion on the upcoming ICAO assembly to be held in the fall of this year. In her presentation, Jane Hoppe mentioned some of the challenges we are facing. I have to add that a lot of work is still in process from now to the next assembly. We will keep working with our states and leading the industry efforts in a spirit of cooperation. There are some questions and concerns that we have to find the solution. Jay mentioned something, some of them. How to conciliate the principle of CBDR with the principle of non-discrimination of the Chicago Convention? How to manage these principles in flights in the same route with airplanes of a state that CBDR is the principle, another airline flying the same route with the same passengers, where the principle of non-discrimination is the one to be applied? How to manage that? How to differentiate this? It's a very difficult challenge, believe me, it's not easy, the answer, but we are working and we will not rest in our efforts to find the best solution for all the states and for the industry. Other challenges, how to assure no introduce distortion in the markets with our decisions. How to assure that all the states, all our contracting states, all our member states participate in this effort, taking in consideration the special conditions of some of the developing countries. But all our measures, all our actions has to assure that the industry, the air transport, will keep growing in a sustainable manner. This is the challenge. And I am always confident that with the cooperation, with the spirit of cooperation that has been characterized the work in this organization and many others, will produce the best results. The discussions later this year will not start from zero. Since the 36th session of the Assembly in 2007, ICAO has shown leadership, achieving remarkable progress in the development of concrete actions and tangible global results. A broad range of solutions, including technological innovation, operational improvements, and market-based instruments, have been identified, and the integration of the development and deployment of sustainable alternative fuels that was presented this afternoon as a promising option for effectively reduce aviation CO2 emissions has been considered. Foremost, we were able to get what not other sectors or organizations got goal to address, was able to achieve. And this was mentioned with one of the comments today. We achieved the first and only globally harmonized agreement on a goal to address CO2 emissions resulting from its activities. And there still remains the unique opportunity to further progress in our global framework under ICAO for addressing its CO2 emissions in a cost-effective and timely manner. We have a plan. We have the willingness of our 190 states and the industry to achieve the sustainability of aviation. ICAO's challenges remains how far and how fast we can go while tackling one of the greatest and most pressing challenges ever to face our global society. ICAO's role is to facilitate the exchange of information and support the states through the provision of policies, guidance, and SARPs. The states have brought to our attention new areas, such as I mentioned, the alternative fuels, financing and adaptation, which are being discussed in other organizations. As part of ICAO's leadership role, we want to ensure that, up to date, information is provided to states and that we continue to provide an open and effective forum for the discussion of all areas that touch on aviation environmental protection and might help the sustainability of aviation as one of our priorities. ICAO's concrete actions and tangible global results show the remarkable progress of states and the air transport industry toward efficient and sustainable global aviation under, and I repeat that again, the leadership of the organization. As we look forward toward the future, it is clear that only through consensus building and global cooperation, we can continue to work towards the achievements of environmentally sustainable international aviation. At the next assembly, we need to agree on an ICAO policy on aviation and climate change that set out immediate concrete steps that can be used to the short term, but that will also be far-reaching, forward-looking, tangible, and sustainable in the future. As I mentioned at the beginning, there are many challenges that we face, and most of them are policy challenges. And this requires, as I said also, the willingness of all the parties that participate in these important efforts. I hope this colloquium will help in your deliberations at the next assembly. And with that, I declare close the works of this colloquium, and I wish you have a safe, safety is one of our one of our strategic objectives, and I'm sure that you will have a safe trip home. Thank you very much.